דף זין עמד בייס, the second שורה, ויראה המחלוקת, רב נחמן הרב ששת, רב נחמן הלד תומה הותרה בציבור, רב ששת הלד תומה דחויה בציבור. הגמרא הראתה את הקשה פן דלושן הברייסה, הברייסה סד, that the ritzu tzitz is going on avoin tume shel hutra miklolo betzibo. That avoin tume is an oven kal, that betzibo ritzutra, some amela, so I say that the ritzu tzitz goes on a kolben yochid, where there's no heter of tumutra betzibo, that's where you have the ritzu tzitz. So, kaponim, it's going on avoin tume shel hutra miklolo betzibo. So it would seem that tuma hutra betzibo. So the Gemara says v'kashel Rav Sheshes. So the Gemara answers tanoihi. That is true. The tan of this baraisa holds tuma hutra betzibo. But be'emesin, you should know it's a machlikas tanoim. The sanya we learned in a baraisa tzitz bein sheyeshnoi al mitzroi bein she'einoi al mitzroi meratze. Divrei Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon holds that the tzitz is meratze, say the Kohen Gadol is wearing the tzitz, say the Kohen Gadol is not wearing the tzitz is meratze. Rab Yehuda oimer oideyu al mitzroi meratze. Rab Yehuda says, if the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, then it's meratze. Ein oideyu al mitzroi, ein meratze. But if he's not wearing it, it's not meratze. Amalai Rab Shimon, so Rab Shimon asked Rab Yehuda, if you'll say that the tzitz is not meratze when the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it, so Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim yechiyach. So I'll bring you a raya from Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim, she'ein oideyu al mitzchoi u'meratze. That there is a ritzui yom ha-kippurim, and the Kalbonis. We'll see in Taisvis, one does not have to be Mahadar Betare, Zaritzui. So how does it work? L'chayre B'yom Kippurim, the Kohen Gadol does not wear Shemayna Begodim. When he wears Big Day Lovon, so there's no tzitz. So why doesn't he have to be Mahadar Betare B'yom Kippurim? So you see, because the tzitz is meratza filu, and the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. Om aloi Rab Yehuda, hanach le Kohen Gadol b'yom ha-kippurim. There's no raya from the avoida of yom ha-kippurim. Shetuma hutcha loy betzibo. Yom kippur, this tuma hutcha betzibo. So memele, you don't need ritzui tzitz. You know why you don't have to be Mahada Betare? Because Tuma Hutra Loi Betzibo. Michlal, the Rab Shimon Sova, Tuma Dchuyehi Betzibo. So the Gemara says, Weiss doch ois, if Rab Yehuda, if Rab Shimon brought a raya, that the tzitz is meratza, afilo, the Kohen Gadol isn't wearing it from David Hashem HaKippurim, so we have a raya, heist this, that Rav Shimon holds tumetchuye betzibo. So out the din of tumetchuye betzibo, we should be mahada betara. We'll see klorer and tais, is exactly what we're speaking about. But out the din of tumetchuye betzibo, we should be mahada betara. Why aren't we mahada betara? Al kocher, because we have ritzitzitz. That is the heichoche of Rav Shimon. And Rabbi Yehuda said, no. You know why we're not Mahada Betaira? Because Tume is Hutra Betzibo. So we see that this is a machloikis, Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda. Now, that what Rabbi Yehuda said, that by Yom Kippur, Tume Hutra Loi Betzibo, so lechayre, what's with Eloi shal Kohen Gadol, the Parei shal Kohen Gadol, this was lechayre kolben yochid, so where over there do you have Tumah Hutra Betzibo? der Ritwe ist der Kasche, der Shagasaya ist der Kasche. Der Shagasaya wants to be Mechiach from this Kasche. Like we hear Teisvis, Daf Zayna mit Aleph. That by Emerson, that what the Gemara says, that Eloi shall kain godol, you have to be Mahadar Betare, there's no din hutra, that's only at the Rabbanu de Kedin. Because Minatoire, it's not totally in Tzibur, it's totally in Zmanei Kavua. A kolm that it's Kavua Zmanei is Deiches Atume. So, Eloi shall kain godol, and Tori shall kain godol is also Zmanei Kavua. That what the Gemara says, you have to be Mahadar Betare, that's a Chumra de Rabbanu. That's what the Shagasaya says. So, I mean, that what the Gemara says, the past Aloch of Tumah Hutra B'Tzibur, so Shagasaya and Simen Lamed Ches, because Eilu Shal Kain Godel also has a din of Tzibur, because it's Zmanei Kavua. So here's Aloch of a Kolben Tzibur. The Ritva asked this Kashe, we had learned before that Vovam Et Beis, that Taisvis Davovam Advei seems to learn that Eloi Shal Kayin Godol Minatayre, it doesn't have a din of a Kolbim Tzibur. It's a din of a Kolbim Yochid, which seems Minatayre, there's no din of Hutra B'Tzibur. That's how it seems from Taisvis. And that's how it seems from the Ritva also. And the Ritva asks this Kashim. So the Ritva says as follows, Eilei shel Kohen Gadol, Stamazin is not a problem, because the aisle of the Kohen Gadol was then wearing Shmoyne B'Godim. So on the aisle is Bechal not a problem. What is the problem? The problem is the Pori shel Kohen Gadol, that the Kohen Gadol went in to make the Hazois Be'Big Day Lovam. And there, if there'll be Tumme there, so there is a problem. So that the Ritva says, and it seems it's a deraisa de kesvore, it seems the kapore of the soyer is dependent on the soyer, or the chatos of the tzibur is dependent on the chatos of the kohen gadol. The Mikdash Tovis says a psavot, so the par shal kohen gadol is like a marsher of a korban tzibur. A fellow will assume that doesn't have a din of a korban tzibur. It has a din of machshirei kolbim tzibur. So just like there's a din by the soil that tumah hutra b'tzibur, so the par, since it's a machshir of the kolbim tzibur, also has a din of kolbim tzibur, and you have a din of tumah hutra b'tzibur. So there we have mahalchem, how to understand that what that what Rabbi Yehuda had said for Dovah Poshet, that Hanach l'Kohen Gadol b'Yom HaKippurim Shetumah Hutra Lo B'Tzibur, if this is Kailul, all the Korbanos, including Eloi U'Poroi, like the Shagasaya says, because it's Zmanei Kavua, or the way the Ritva says that Eloi, there was Taka Ritzui Tzitz by the Eloi, because then he was Shemayne B'Godim, and the Par has a din of Tzibur, since it's from the Machshirei, Kolbim Tzibur of Klal Yisrael, of the soil. Let us see Rashi. Bein sheyeshnoi atzitz al metzroi, that the tzitz is berat to the side when he's wearing it. This is Rab Shimon, shol koyin godol, ksheira tume ala kolbim. So this is a meirdike Rashi. Rashi says, we had this Rashi in Ketzer Tzeilin also. Rashi says that the Ritzi of the Tzitz is Ksheira Tume Ala Kolbim. When the Kolbim became Tome, you have here Ritzi Tzitz. So the Gvura Sari is Medayik from this Rashi, that the Iker is Toli, if you hold, Sabashbal, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that Oide Al Mitzray is Meratze, or we'll have later in the Gemara, I feel according to Rab Shimon, that the tzitz is meratz, I feel it's not oidei al mitzroi, but if it's nishbara tzitz, it's sicher not meratz. So what will be the din, if b'shas hakrove, there wasn't a ritzi tzitz? So weiss da is von Rashi, that it doesn't matter. שיש נעציץ על מצחוי של כהן שיר אטום, the עיקר is, if בשעס, it became tomei, there was a tzitz, so that's sufficient, even though בשעס הקרובה, there was no levishes a tzitz, or the tzitz was broken then. And also, weiss tois von Rashi, two things. One thing, you don't need that he should, the ritzui tzitz b'shas akrove. And number two, if you had it b'shas akrove, and that you didn't have the tzitz b'shas tume, it's also garnish mit garnish. Then Rashi weiss tois, the ikar ritzui tzitz you need is b'shas k'she'ira tume alakol. And the Gurusari asks, Minolaiho, the mitzada svore, hakrove iker, obotoli ritzui tzitz. The Gurusari says, mitzada svore, you have a zrikas adam, so the bishas riki need ritzui tzitz. That's the problem. When it became tomei lochere, there's no din ritzui then. The ritzui is bishas tavoide. I thought a shtikel raya to Rashi, the Gemara says in Psochim daf ein chesam et alef, we had already, Taisus brought it down, we had that the tzitz is maratze, amat tzitz maratze al habosa. So we hear that. So Taisus brings down the Gemara. What shat the tzitz is meratze on the boso? Tzich and not meratze that one is permitted to eat the boso. So according to Rabbi Yeshua, that upholds the main boso rein dam. If there's no boso to be matter ba'achila, there's no din zrikas adam. So the tzitz is meratze on the boso. That's called yesh boso. So therefore, you can be zayrik the dam. According to Rabbi Lezer that holds Yesh Dam Afal Gavda in Boso. So what is the Ritzu Yatzitz? So Tosfos brought down the Gemara that the Tzitz is Meratze, that you could be Mefagel the Boso. Need Kartzoas Kosher Kachatzoas Posel. So that means that you can only be Mefagel if there's no other Psul on the Boso. And you can be mefagel the boss of his mechashev to eat it chutz l'zmanoi. So the Gemara says, so that's pshat that the tzitz is meratz. So the loshen of Gemara is, meratz tzitz ilave, mashve lei ketoher. This is the loshen of Gemara in Psochem. That Rashi says the aloshen it's not considered posel, even though he's not allowed to eat it, but it's not considered posel. So the loshen agemore would seem take that's what the tzitz accomplishes. The tzitz accomplishes that when it's mekabel, usually when boser is mekabel tume, becomes posel. It's posel. Umashvelei ketoyer. That it's not posel. He's not allowed to eat it, but it's not posel. So lechayre, then we can understand very well if that's the gedder. Not the gedder is that it's meratze da avoide. No, the chayfetz umash veleike toyer veistachoyz that the boser, even though it was nitmo, doesn't get a shame psul on it. Umash veleike toyer. Doesn't get a shame psu, so fakel, so then lechayre it's toli take b'shas kabolas tume. To the Yehame wanted a meira from the loshen abrais, it would also seem like that. Al ma hatzitz meratze al hadom va'al habosov al achele. So the loshen of the braisa would seem that the tzitz is meratze and the chafetzim. The tzitz is meratze and the dam shenitma v'al habosov shenitma v'al achelev shenitma. Alma, and what is it meratz? L'chayre, according to the Gvuras Ari, l'chayre, it's not alma. Pshadis, if you need a ritzui b'shas avoide, so it's on the, it's not on the chafeitzim, it's on the avoide. The avoide becomes an avoide ritzuya. It's called an avoda ritzu, even though he was zoyrik dam v'tomei, but it's meratze. So the avoda becomes merutze. Here it would seem meistis verkehrt an der chafetze mit meratze. And I mean that's Bebison by dam we could maybe clear, but boser luchere. It's I mean you're not doing an avoda with the boser. You want to be mefagel the boser, so. So, where's the Aritzi? So it's called, Vakel, that the Bosel, that's the Loshna Gemore, Mashvele Ketoil. That the, it's, Keilu, the Bosel is not Posel, it's Toil. The Loshen of Rashi in Psochem Davain Chesamet Aleph, Lemekveine Bepigel, the Kaimelon, and Yesh Psul Acher Bekom, Shechishev Boy Machsheves Pigel, Eine nikva bepigel. If there's another psul in the korban, so it doesn't become pigel, is chayv koras al achilosai. So memelo, over here, since it's a ritzitzi, it's a mashvalei ketoyer, va'av al gav da osa la ochloi betume, even though he's not allowed to eat it, mi lechol shalmili havi ketoyer, o mahani leizrika la mikve bepigel. So it would seem that the shame psul shaboy was nifka. That's what the tzitz accomplished. I mean, so like Taka Aloshin of Rashi, so it's totally in the Shas Kabbalah Stumet. Yoim HaKippurim, Einei Al Mitzroi, B'Shas Avoides HaYoim HaPnimis, She'einei Nifnas Lefnim B'Big Dezov. He's not Nifnas Lefnim B'Big Dezov. So where do you have there? Why doesn't he have to be Mahadar Betaira? There's no Ritzitzitz. So he answered him, Shetuma Hutroloi, Shekuloi Korban Tzibo, Ve'enei Tzorech L'Ritzu Yetzitz. The whole thing is a Korban Tzibo, Ve'enei Tzorech L'Ritzu Yetzitz. Bechlaud Rab Shimon Sovar, Dechuyehi. Ve'tzitzu Demeratze Yalo, Ve'enu Tanoi. So that's the machloikis tanoim. Let us see Taisvis. Mechlal de Rab Shimon Sovar, tume tchu yehi b'tzibo. Lo yet, so meiles, Rab Shimon holds tume tchu ye. So meiles, so he had a kashe, so tume tchu ye, so how does it work? So kolchoch yev ritzitzitz. And Rab Yehuda said no. She don't need ritzitzitz. The Taisves lo yadane mai raya maisi Rab Shimon miyom HaKippurim. So Taisves says he doesn't understand Rab Shimon's raya. Da afilu ksheinai al mitzray. Da afilu ksheinai al mitzray de meratz. So what was Rab Shimon's raya that it's meratz of ein al mitzray? Because he had a problem. Because since I hold to matruye, so how does it work? Al kochoch, because it sits as meratza. Dilma la'olam einei al mitzchay einei meratza. Praktaisvis, it could be, and it's not al mitzchay einei meratza. V'yoyim ha'kipurim haino taime. Ay, v'yoyim kippur. So what, why does it help if it became tomei? The kivin, the efsha liyais al mitzchoy ulretzuye. Since he can't have the tzitz, dach yetume, kivin de kolb mitzibahu, the osi bitume, midi dahava atumis gavre, lemeratzi tzitz alo, vedach yetume. So Taisus means to ask as follows. Taisus asks, there is such a din of tumet chuye bitzibo, it's only pshat, it's not an ideal situation. If we could avoid it, we'll avoid it. If there's tahirim, we're mahadara tahirim, fine, that's pshat. But al koponim, that is, it's preferable not to have to come on to this dichuy of tumat chuyah betziba. Aba afal pikein, the halach is if you can't avoid it, you live with it. And we say tumat chuyah betziba. So memeilef rektach taisvis, so what's the problem over here? That Lamaisa, the Kohen Gadol cannot wear a tzitz, Yema Kippurim. By the way, this Pnim, he can't wear a tzitz. So fine, so there's no tzitz. So Lamaisa, so there's a din, so Tumet Chuyi Betzibu, so Fartik, so if things become Tomei, so Tumet Chuyi Betzibu. So what's the raya that there's always a ritzi tzitz? And Taisha says, just like if the Kohen Gadol himself will become Tomei. So how does it work there? So it works there. You'll continue doing the avodah because by tumas gavri there's ichan odin of ritzitzitz. There's a din of tumat chuyi betziba. So memeilus, so here it's also the same thing. If the kolben became tumay, so you have a heter of tumat chuyi betziba. That's Taisvus kash. B'yeshloima the hachi koma Rab Shimon. Kain gadol b'yoyim akipurim yechiyach. The e nitma a kolben biyodai. If the kolben became tomei biyodai, afilu im yesh acheres tahira, ein oimeloi ove acheres tachtel. What is the aloche if the kolben became tomei? What does he do now? Ein oimeloi ove acheres tachtel. The aloche is he does not have to bring another kolben. Now, if the whole heter would only be out tumet chuya betzibo, tumet chuya betzibo, there's a din mahadrine natare, with mahadar antare. So lechayre, if the kolben became tome, he would say, so let's bring another kolben. That's what we would do if it's chuya. And by Yom Kippurim, the halacha is where where Rab Shimon got this from is not a parsha, but al kaponim, Rab Shimon held that this is the halacha. The halacha is that you're not mahadar atar. If the kolben became tomei, the din is that you continue the avoida with this kolben. So why is it? Because you don't have, if the only matter would be tumet chuye betzibo, so the din of tumet chuye, if you have another alternative, you take the other alternative. So since you could bring another kolben, I'd bring another kolben. I wouldn't continue with this kolben. And here the halach is you're permitted to continue with this kolben, so kocha chayne mishum, dafilu ayna deyal mitzroi meratze. The kivin, the ike tarti, since there are both, Ritzu itzitz, v'kolben tzibu, loimaisi achiti. So therefore he doesn't have to bring, so Tosis makes a cheshbin of tarti letivusei, it's tumet chuye betzibu, and there's a ritzu itzitz, so he don't have to be had a betare. The e ein oideyu al mitzchoy ein e meratze, but if you'll say, that if it's not al mitzchaya in the meratze, so you only have to metchuya betzibum. Leimalei ovi acheres tachteo kimen de tu metchuya. So that was the raya of Rab Shimon. As Rab Shimon brought a raya, somehow he knew that if the kolben, the nitma ha-kolben, we do not say, afilu yesh acheres toira in leimalei ovi acheres tachteo, als tchuye, the halacha would not be like this. So al kochoch, there's a ritzu itzitz. That was Rab Shimon's ray, and Rab Yudah said, no, you know why? You don't say, hovi acheres tachter, because of tume hutra betzibo. Rabbi Keveger asks Akashe, exactly what seer is Taisvah speaking about? Taisvah said, he says, the pilpul of Rab Shimon Rab Yehuda is, that the halacha is, nitma hakobm, afilu yeshla yacheres toira, he doesn't have to bring the toira. What kobm are we speaking about? Now, before we had this seer we had by minchas, different minchas we had, a mincha of a par of a vaydezore, a mincha of a minchas eilei shal kain godel. Minchas Ha'ima, we hear this by Minchas. If the Mincha became Tomei, you tell him to bring another Mincha. So Rabbi Kivega says, the only Mincha is by the Musafim, and by the Musafim he was wearing the tzitz. So there's no problem. Ubepnimius tohu chatos leke mincha. So lechayre, so for, if we are speaking about that a mincha became tamei, and the meduber is, should he have to bring a mincha tahira or remain with this mincha, the only mincha which is negei alonu is a mincha which is done with big days of. So Mamela, so this mincha is a ritzitzit. So al kochach, we have to say we're not speaking about a kolben mincha, we're speaking about that the basar of the kolben became tomei ba'acha shchita. So tainit Rabbi Kivega, ubozeh nire dahave diyevet, Afleman the Yomet Chuya Lehavi Madrin and Tainet Rabbi Kivega, after Shchita there's no din already that you're mahada for a new Kolben. That means this whole din that we had before, if the Mincha became Tomei, that you're mahada on a new Mincha, that's Pshat is Mestomei. Okay, the Mincha was Mestomei in the Skadish Bekli, but Mestomei the Avoidus hadn't started already, so Mamelis, I'll take a different Mincha. But Rabbi Kivega Tain is if the Kolben, if you made already a Shchitas HaKolben, it can't be Mekabel Tumah before you made a Shchitas HaKolben. So if you shechted the Kolben, so it's finished already. There's no Din Mahadrinen, it's done already. It was geshochten. The Kolben was geshochten. So Meila, so Rabbi Kivega Tain is then there's no Din Mahadrinen. So he doesn't understand Taisvis. The Rishash wants to say, could be the case is speaking about that the Keteris became Tomei. The Keteris that he brings Lefnaiv Lefnim became Tomei. So the Keteris is going to make Lefnaiv Lefnim. He became Tomei before. So Memela, that's Lechayre the case of Taisus. That's what the Rishash wants to answer Rabbi Kivega's kash. Taisus weiter, Vim Toima, so Al Koponim, but Taisus now just said a Yesod. Taisvah said a Yesod that the whole halacha of Tume Tchuye Betzibo, that Mahadrine Natara, that you're Mahadar for a new Kolben, that is Davke if you don't have Ritzitzitz. If you have Ritzitzitz, so mainly you're not Mahadar for a new Kolben, and that was Rab Shimon's Raya. Al Kochach, we have to assume that you have Ritzitzitz. Vim taima fraktaisis va omalel, gabi hoyam makriv minchas porim, my lav the chag. So the Gemara wanted to say it, speaking about minchas porim is the minochas of the chag, which is a kolben tzibo. And you have over here the din, and it says over here, mahada betare. So you see that tumet chuye betzibo. Alme leman de yama tumet chuyehi, oimalei hovi acheres tachteo, afilu bekolben tzibur gomel. By a kolben tzibur, and a kolben tzibur gomel, you say hovi acheres tachteo. So Taisvis means to ask, lochoire, here you have ritzitzitz. That means if you'll say, that if it's tumet chuye plus ritzitzitz is no din of hovi acheres tachteo. And that was Rab Shimon's raya that you have ritzitzitz by Yom Kippurim also. So why over there do you say hovi acheres tachteo? Yeshloima dohu tana de la'el sova ki Rab Yehuda. Boho deine dei al mitzroi, eine meratze, och a gönsch eine al mitzroi. Inami bin ich baratzitz, wa liebe de kuleyalme. So Taisvi says, that bereise, that says that you have to be mahada betare, is taka speaking about when you don't have a tzitz, Taisvi makes to a kimtis. Either it's speaking about that, that he's going according to the Ozak Rabbi Yehuda, that he need a day of love, and it's speaking about that the tzitz was not on the Kohen Gadol, or it's speaking about Nishbar HaTzitz. Sagt die Gemara weiter. Omar Abaye, Benishbar Hatzitz, de Kula Alma loy pligi, de loy meratze. Bei Nishbar Hatzitz, everyone is moide, de loy meratze. That is no ritzoi. There's no tzitz, ki pligi, de toli besichse. The tzitz is hanging on a hook. The Kohen Gadol was not wearing it. There we have a machlokes, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. Now, in order to understand the drushes, let us just say over a posik in Parshas Tetzaveh. The posik starts off as follows. Bo'hoya al meitzach aroin, v'noso aroin es avoin ha-kadoshim. The beginning of the posik is, it'll be al meitzach aroin, v'noso aroin es avoin ha-kadoshim. The pasuk ends, V'hoyo al mitzchoi tomid l'rotzein lahem lifnei Hashem. So the reisha that calls V'hoyo al mitzach arim v'noso, arim is avayin kadoshim, then the seifa that calls V'hoyo al mitzchoi tomid l'rotzein lahem lifnei Hashem. Is Rabbi Yehuda sova al mitzach v'noso. Rabbi Yehuda brought a raya from the beginning of the posik. The beginning of the posik is V'hoya al meitzach arin, when it will be on meitzach arin, v'nos arin es avayin kadoshim. So it seems clear from the posik that the tzitz is only meratza when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. V'hoya al meitzach arin, v'nos arin es avayin kadoshim. The Rab Shimon sova, Rab Shimon holds, now the end of the posik is V'hoya al mitzchoi, Tomid l'rotzein lahem lifnei Hashem. So we'll see, says Rab Shimon Darshan from the Tomid. Tomid l'rotzein lahem lifnei Hashem. The Behoya al Mitzchoi is a problem, but let's forget about that. But he Darshan, Tomid l'rotzein lifnei Hashem, that the tzitz is always meratze. The tzitz is always meratze. Tomid l'rotzein lifnei Hashem. My Tomid. What is Pshat Tomid? Ileimo. Tomid al mitzchoi mi mashkachas lo. It can't be tomid al mitzchoi. It can't be v'hoi al mitzchoi tomid. Mi leiboy meyo le beisakise. Mi leiboy meinem. He can't wear the tzitz all the time. There's manim zicha that he's also to wear the tzitz. So what's pshat? Tomid l'rotzein lifnei Hashem. Elo tomid meratzu. That the tzitz is always meratzu. He's wearing it, he's not wearing it. Rab Shimon holds it's meratze. Frek de Gemara el Rabbi Yehuda nami hoksiv tomit. Frek de Gemara, what did Rabbi Yehuda do with this tomit? Tomit l'rotzein lifnei Hashem. What do you do with the tomit? And the Gemara, tomit shlo yisiyach daita mimenu. This tomit means you should not be mesiyach das from the tzitz. Now, where do we see this in Tomid? The Pasuk says, V'hoya al mitzchoi Tomid. So where does it say over here that he shouldn't be Mesiach Das from the Tzitz? I saw the Ksav in Kabbalah. He says that, first of all, there's a Diyak. We'll see later, V'hoya al Mitzroi is coming to tell us to be Keveya, the Mokim, where the Tzitz should be. So, the V'hoya al Mitzroi, it should be on the Levishas Tzitz should be al Mitzroi. So he says, V'emison, the Posik should have said, Apidikdik V'hoya Tomid al Mitzroi. Now, if it wants to tell us where the Kviyas Mokim of the Tzitz, So the correct dikduk would be vahoya tomid al mitzri, not vahoya al mitzri tomid. So al kochoch, the tomid is going also on something else. So therefore, let's go back just 1 minute. So Rab Shimon held it's going on the end of the pasuk also. Vahoya al mitzri tomid. And then with tomid l'rotzin lam lefnei Hashem. Since the Tomid is Shalai Bim Kaimai, so he say the Tomid is going on the Sefer Dikra. That was Rab Shimon's Raya. Behude that says that it's coming to tell us that Shalai Siach Datai, so where's, how's it Mavur in the Posig? That he shouldn't be Mesiach Das. So he says as follows. Yoyre al havayis marcheves akoyen godu, sheyihu einoi veliboi tomid al goydul kedushas Hashem shenoise al roishoi, veli yasiach daitai mimenu. Ukvar moire haloshen havaye al hashgoche, kemoi ato tiye al beisi, Shein yonoi hashgoche. Ate ti al beisi means that you should be mashgiach al beisi. So, aloshen vahoya is aloshen hashgoche. Vahoya. So it seems he understands pshat that he should be mashgiach al mitzroi. That means, what is al mitzroi? The ptushus Hashem shenoyshe al mitzroi, that which is al mitzroi. Tomit, he should say to be mashgiach, which is al mitzroi. His boy is a loshen ashgoche, so that which is al mitzroi, he should be tomid mashgiach, and he shouldn't be mesiach das. That's how he says pshat in the drosh. Kederabe baravune, da'om arabe baravune, chayev odom lemashmesh betvilov bechol sho, fisho, kavuchoymer mitzitz. Rabbi Ravuna says that there's an Isser Hesach Hadas by Tvillin. Umatzitz, she'ein boy Elo askora achas. Omro toira al mitzchay tomit, shleisi yechdate mimenu. Tvillin, she'yesh bem askora is harbe alachas kamo vekam. So memeila, we learn out from this tomit another halachim. That, I mean, according to Rabbi Yehuda, he learned out from Tomid that he shouldn't be Mesiach Das. Ula Rab Shimon, the Omar. Rab Shimon, the Omar, Tomid Meratze. Rab Shimon darshened Tomid Meratze. That's how he said. V'hoksiv al meitzach v'noso. So now, what did Rab Shimon do with the beginning of the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, Vahoya al meitzach arein, v'nos arein es habayin ha-kadoshim. This was the raya from Rab Yehuda, the Pashto de Kro, Vahoya al meitzach v'nosa. That v'nosa is when it is al meitzach arein. So what did Rab Shimon do with this Pasuk? He says that the tzitz is meratze, afilu, that's not al mitzchay. Enver de Gemara, ahu likvoya leimokim hudiyosa. That's coming to tell us where the tzitz should be. Where's the mokim of the levishas atzitz? Vahoya al meitzach arin, period. The negin also is like that. Vahoya al meitzach arin. The tzitz should be al meitzach arin, period. Vinosa arin es avoyna kadoshim, and so Vaya Meitzach Aaron is speaking about the Mokim Levisha. And then Venos Aaron is Abayna Kadoshim, not, but when it is Al Meitzach Aaron Venos Aaron. It's coming Likvoya Loi Mokim Udos. Rabbi Yehuda Likvoya Loi Mokim Minolei. According to Rabbi Yehuda, hey, this is telling us the Mokim Levisha, not the Zman when it's Meratzeh. Rabbi Yehuda lekvoya loy mokim minolei, nafkelei, me'al mitzchoy. So l'chayre means from the Sefer Dekra, v'hoya al mitzchay, v'hoya al mitzchay. So memele, so there it says where it should be. So memele, that what says in the beginning of the pasuk, v'hoya al meitzach arin v'nos anis abayna kadoshim. It's not coming to tell us the kviyas makim of the tzitz. It's coming to tell us that the nesiyas oven is only when there's v'hoya al meitzach arin. Rab Shimon nami typically me al mitzchay. Like the Gemara, Ebezreis taka gerecht. Rab Shimon also darshan from al mitzchay kviyas moke. So what do you do at the beginning of the pasuk? Vahoya al meitzachare. Zik the Gemara einach anami. Yeah, that's right. The mokeim levishas atzitzis I learn now from the Sefer Dekra. Vahoya al mitzchay. Elo al meitzach v'noso my obed lay. So what is pshat in the beginning of the pasuk? The beginning of the pasuk is v'hoya al meitzach arim v'noso arim. If I know now the din kviyas mokim, I didn't know v'hoya al mitzchay. So v'hoya al meitzach arim v'noso. So kocha, this is coming to tell us that it's only noisei the avena kadoshim when it's al meitz when it is al meitzchay. Omer lecha, roi lemeitzach, meratze. Sheini roi lemeitzach, eine meratze, laafuki, nishbar hatzitz, teloi meratze. So Rab Shimon says, that vohoyo al meitzach aroin, the reishi, the kovenos aroin is abayin hakadoshim. And this pasuk is taka atnai, the beginning of the pasuk is atnai, when is it v'nosa, it's not coming to tell us where your loivish that sits, which mokim, the kvoya le mokim, not enough on the sefer, the kvoya al mitzchay. So the reish is coming to tell us atnai, when is it v'nosa arin es avayin hakadoshim, when it's v'hoya al meitzach arin means, when it's roi to be al meitzach arin. If it's roi to be a meitzach arin, that means the tzitz is roi lilboish, the tzitz is not broken, so then, is v'nos arin is v'ayin kadosha. If nishbar atzitz, that's what we heard in the beginning of Abaye, it said by nishbar atzitz, kul ha'amaloi pligi, that it's not meratze. So that you learn now from the reisha dekra. So the reisha's coming to telling us that the tzitz is to be roi linosein al meitzach arin, then it's v'nos arin is v'ayin kadosha. The Sefer Dekra is telling us v'hoya al mitzchay that this should be likvoya le mokim. And then weiter it says, tomid l'rotzen lam lifnei Hashem, is that it's tomid meratze. I feel though it's not on the meitzach. That's how Rab Shimon darshed. Ula Rab Yehuda nishbar atzitz menole. Frag the Gemara, according to Rab Yehuda holds, that the tzitz is only meratze when it's al mitzchay. So how does he know nishbar atzitz? Now the Gemara is very schwer. What do you mean? How does he know nishbar atzitz? If Rabbi Yehuda holds that if the tzitz is gone and he's not wearing it, it's not meratze. So if it's nishbar atzitz, how does he know that it's not meratze? Versteht sich, it's not meratze. He's not wearing it. So this kasha the Tosis Yeshanim is. So let us just see the Tosis Yeshanim. Nishbar atzitz minola. V'im toime mahay lishne gufe da'al metzach v'noso. Verkehrt. From this, how does he know that it has to be al mitzchoy? V'hoy al metzach haren. Then it's v'noso reines v'en kadoshin. So if it's broken, it's not al metzach. V'yishloime d'hochi koma. Nishbar atzitz minola. The mikora havele lo'ukmi kro an nishbar, v'loi le'enoi al mitzchoy de'enoi meratze. So Tosfos says that the Gemara's kasha was, that is true. V'hoyo al meitzach arin v'nosa arin es avoin hakadoshim is a tnai. It's a tnai. That when is it v'nosa v'hoyo al meitzach arin? But how do I learn pshat in the tnai? I learn shatn that nay vahoy al meitzach arin means when bepoil it's al meitzach arin or vahoy al meitzach arin if it's right to be al meitzach arin. So Tosfos Yeshanim says that the Gemara held if I only had this pasuk For some reason, that it's right to be Almeitzach Aaron. That's how you have to touch the Pasuk. Nishba. So if I can say, how do you know that if it's not Nishba, that it's also not Meratz? Somehow the Gemara, as I dachm fatayshi b'hoi Almeitzach Aaron. So that's the Gemara's kasha on Rabbi Yehuda. Nishba ratzitz menolek, nafkelei mi metzach mitzchoy. So he says that there's another drosha. The end of the pasuk says vohoya al mitzchoy, and it should have said vohoya al metzach, and it says mitzchoy. So this Ibir Kevav is coming to tell us there has to be mamish al mitzchoy. I have here two droshes. He says the pashta de kavoy al meitzach arin taka is coming to tell us that nishbaratzitz, only nishbaratzitz, and there's a Ibir Kevav that's coming to tell us that it has to be bepoil al mitzchoy. Because it's an Ibir Kevav. Look, the Gemara, that Rab Shimon metzach mitzchoy le mashmalei. That Rab Shimon does not darshan this mitzchoy. So memele, he only has this one drosha, vohoya al metzach arein v'nosa. V'nosa, vohoya al metzach arein v'nosa arein is a vayna kadosh, he only has one posse. So this one posse is only coming to tell us nishbaratzitz. The Shagasai in Simen Lamed Ches says as follows. Now, from the end of the sugya, from the Gemara, it seems as follows, that the posik v'hoya al meitzach arin, you should only darshan it's going on nishbaratzitz. For some reason, the Gemara held, that's pashta dekor. You need a new drosha to tell me that it has to be mamish on the Meitzach. So, Rabbi Yehuda has a new drosha, Metzach Mitzchoy. Rabbi Shimon doesn't have this drosha. So the Shagasai says, L'chayre, the Maskonas HaGemore is not like the beginning of the Gemara. The beginning of the Gemara was that how do you know, according to Rabbi Shimon, that it's Meratze Tomit, I feel like he's not wearing it. So the Gemara said, because it says, Tomid l'rotzen l'fnei Hashem, that it's Maratze Tomid. Gemara darshan from the Tomid. What does Rabbi Yehuda do with the Tomid? The Tomid goes on he's not permitted to receive tas from the tzitz. So, from the Gemara in the beginning of the sugya would see, that it would seem as follows. If you darshan Tomid, Tomid l'ratzeis, so good, so Tomid l'ratzeis. If you don't darshan Tomid l'ratzeis, so, so finished, he uses the Talmud for something else. That's the beginning of the sugya. But the end of the sugya, the Gemara seems to hold, I thought the Meir, the Gemara doesn't bring in the Talmud again, so the Gemara seems to hold, Bohoya al Meitzach Aroin has only come to telling us that Nishbaratzitz, it doesn't work. But not Nishbaratzitz, according to everyone, it should be good. The Gemara is, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how the unit has to be al mitzchoy, this pasuk is only speaking about nishbaratzitz. So the Gemara says, here's another drasha for mitzchoy. So the Shagasai wants to say that according to the maskonis HaGemara, no one darshins tomit. Tomit goes shlo yisir date, because the Shagasai klara shayla lahaloch, do we paskin like this? Poshet, you learn the beginning of the sugya, Shioska Shaila is Tzitz Osa Behesach Adas, so you say, no, it's a machloikis. According to Rab Shimon, Tomed is going on, Tomed L'Ratza, it's according to Rab Yehuda, there's a din of Hesach Adas, not a Vemisid of Ipaskal, like Rab Shimon, Rab Yehuda, I mean, it's, but he says from the Maskonis HaGemara, it would seem that the Gemara fell off of this Rosh of Tomed. The Gemara, at Ongenumen, that Vahoya, Al Meitzach Aroin is only coming to tell us only if it's not Roy Le Meitzach Aroin, then it's no good. But as long as it's Roy Le Meitzach Aroin, so it's Meratz. So the Mekor of Ritzui, Shaloy al mitzchoy is from the beginning of this pasuk. Vaya meitzach aron etzavke nishba. So he says, according to the maskonas haGemara, everyone darshens tomit to tell us that it's also behesach hadas. Let us see Rashi. Omar Abaye, milsa bapei nafshehi lefrushei pluktai. Besichse yoseit. Al metzach venosa, bohoya al metzach arain, venosa arain es avain akadoshim. This is the beginning of the posik. Let us first see the taptoisvis. Umatzit she'ein bay ela askora achas. We learn out a kalbochoymer, tfilin from tzitz. Temeli, lifrech male tzitz, she'kein Hashem hu begoli. Taime betfilin, she'ein mechupin oil. So memele, the shem of the tzitz, the kodesh l'ashem, seems from the Gemara, the holy Ser Hesach Hadas is out the shem. So memele, so could be, that is dafke by tzitz, because the shem is begoli. Taime betfilin, she'ein mechupin oil, the shem is not begoli, so could be, there's no Iser of Hesach Hadas. Ein letar et doch in am exib shakai betvilen bekmoten khode ze tais ve sam mel yosef shem begola ye have the shim on the tvilen shalroish and then in the ritzu is you have the dalit by the kesher shalroish and the yud by the kesher shalyat so tais says khode the ein zek sav gomo the davke shin shel tvilen aloch lemaish misinai. Aval dalid yud, there's no lochel meishem yisinai by the that it has to have a tzuris dalid, a tzuris yud. So memele, so there's no ksivis Hashem. Number one, so memele, so you don't have a kal b'chayim. Va'id betzitz ike shem hamyuchet ben dalid oisiyis the chomer tvei. This is a different Shem. This is the Shem Avaye. This is only a Shem Shakai. This is Mochama, the Shem Amyuchet. The Nirali, the Einoi Kalvachoyme Gomod Yeraisi. It's not an MS Kalvachoyme, Elomi the Rabbonon. Ochi Kamon, Einami, the Ike Chumre Tfei Betzitz. Kidemeforish, Einachanami, the Zicha Bigger Chumre. Mikoma can give the Ike Betzvillen, Tzav Chshivis Zet Fei. Sheyesh be'maskores harbei, svarush min adin yesh lechachomim lesakein lemashmish ben kosho. So memele, this ad rabbonon dike kal b'chomer. That means since it has mitzadechot one chomer, but the tzitz doesn't have that there's askores harbei. So memele, that's why they mit rabbonon should be mesakein, the one should be lemashmish betfilin kosho. Let us see the Taisvish Yishonim. Elatomid Meratzahu. The Gemara darshened that Rav Shimon darshened from Tomid Lerotz Nuchnei Hashem is coming to tell us that the tzitz is Tomid Meratzah. Filu et Sholoy al Mitzchay. The Koshel Rabbeinu Tam, Mohodik Dushin Perik Ha'ima, Kabiyani HaMelech, Hokim Lehem Betzitz Shebein Enecha. He told Yami HaMelech that the Prushim had a tain on him. He says, if you want to get it out of them, put on the tzitz, and they'll have to stand up, and then they'll tell you their opinion. So he put on the tzitz. This is the middle of a suda. Alma afilu b'sha suda oyo loifshay. So, what is Pshat and Taisvus Kashe? So the Siach Yitzchak explains Taisvus Kashe as follows. He says, Rab Shimon Darshan, that the Lashon HaPosek is V'hoya al Mitzray Tomit V'rotzen Lam Lefnei Hashem. So if you learn Pashta Dekro, V'hoya al Mitzray Tomit, so that's what it means. It should be al Mitzray Tomit. It means B'shas Avoyde, Shaloi B'shas Avoyde. That's very good. But Rav Shimon came and told us, no, that's not Pshat and Posik. Voya Mitzchah is coming to tell us, Likvoya Leimokim. And Tomid L'rotzen L'hen L'fnei Hashem is telling us that the tzitz is always Meratzah. So Al Kapon, we don't have a Posik that tells us that the Kohen Godel is mechuyev or permitted to wear the tzitz shelay b'shas avayit. You don't have a pasuk like that. So how was the Kohen Gadol permitted to wear it shelay b'shas avayit? That's Pshat and Tosfos Kashya. The tiretz, the shani tzitz, the chsiv beitomet, v'alkochach oyo b'chol sha'am mitzchay. So Tosfos says, because it says tomet, what's Pshat and the tiretz? But Tomet is going in something else. Tomet l'rotz and l'fnei Hashem. That's always meratze. So the Siach Yitzchak seems to say that Pshat and Tosfos Teretz is as follows. That means, ein mikra yaitzi midei pshute. V'hoya al mitzchay, let's learn Ivra. V'hoya al mitzchay Tomet. The pashta dekra is that it should be al mitzchay Tomet. Now Rab Shimon had a problem. Rab Shimon had a problem that Tomet means, he took the word Tomet literally. Tomet means always. Now, he had a kasha, but v'hoya al mitzchay tomid, it can't mean he's wearing it always, because when he goes to sleep, he goes to Beis Hakise. So that can't be pshat. So the taich of tomid, which means always, so the tomid is, so this mashmois of tomid comes to tell us, tomid l'rotz l'fnei Hashem, that the ritzui is always, so he's wearing it, he's not wearing. That's the oimik mashmois of tomid. But he's not migareye pashta dekra also. He says the exact taich of tomid, which means always, is going on tomid l'rotz l'fnei Hashem. But you still have the pasuk that says v'hoya al mitzchay tomid. So memele, so the pashta dekra is coming to tell us that he should always wear it. Afilu shaloi b'shas avayde. That's v'tirat z'shani tzitz t'chsiv bei tomid. V'alkol chachoy b'chol shom mitzchay. Ba'avo gav de misavkele lekama beperik boloi, ubetomid bebigde kohuni nitnu lihonis ben, they're permitted to wear it, ubetzit yeshano shuolo, mikol mokem midrsiv tomid, uter bechol sho, takel, so that bigde kohuni is taka shaila. But the tzitz is, we have our pashta dekro, uter bechol sho, agav, Gavuche from the Lashon of Tosis, Ice Tosis is not a chiyu, it's a heter. Hutar b'chol. V'hoi, it could be al mitzchay tomid afilu shaloi b'shas avoide. Avo k'tzas koshe, im kein ma shoyel ocha tomid l'may osa, holoho itzrich k'defrishe, so it's coming to give us a heter. Yishloimer, the Rabbi Yehuda lohe yochel amidei latirei b'chol sho, da filo b'shabik de kunanami misafkelei, de shema nitnu lahonis behem. So maybe that's not the, she don't need a posik for this. And he's mesupik. Mikol mokim shemin in shaper mitomit heteren kol sho, a filo ima shar asurim. Shemanami de tomit mashme kol sho, no, we have here Rabbi Yehuda we had Akasha and Rabbi Yehuda. What did Rabbi Yehuda do with the Talmud? I'm sorry, so Rabbi Yehuda said that he uses the Talmud for Hesach Hadas. Rabbi Yehuda le yochel amidei latirei b'chol sho, that's only coming for this, tafilu b'shabik dekuninami misafkele d'shem anit nilahonis ben. So memele, so then why do you need the heter for? Mikol mokim shemin in shaper mitomid, et teiren kol sho, afilu ima shahar asurim. Lab sheminami de tomid mashme kol sho, mamish kol sho, mikol mokim ikminilei. Na nami to mashme kol sho, mikol mokim ikminilei ritze. He means taki kol sho, so we doing it on the ritze. He says, abo koponim, taisis means to say that there's such a mashmois. There's in Tomid, according to Rab Shimon, there's a deeper mashmois, that mamish always, so that's going on the ritzoi. But it seems there's a psapash to the crow also, that it's mutter to wear. But Rab Yehuda couldn't say that it's coming only for this, because Rab Yehuda, there's a tzad Rab Yehuda holds that big dekun and eat no lehonex. Look, the taisha shishon invited, tfilin shiyesh per maskore is harbe. Im Taima Lomoli Taime Dolayishan Bahem Shema Yefiah Bem בשבס פרק במתוימנים, טייפקלי משום הסך הדס והוכל. Why do you need the time of Shema Yafiach? Nisar Hesach Adas. So the first Teretz of Tais is very unclear. Yishleimah d'haino namitayimah d'hesach Adas t'hochet. That's the reason of Hesach Adas. I don't understand, Klor, that the Isar of Hesach Adas is Shema Yafiach. That's the Chay Pashtus and Tais was. That Kuf is the time of Hesach Adas. Kaddish HaGesariya says that the Isar of Yefiach is a Daraisa Dike Isar. V'shofach v'kisa, the Gemara learns out as the Isar of Bizui Mitzvah. You shouldn't be Mechasa Beragloi. There's an Isar Daraisa of Bizui to be Mevaza P'sazoi Yamaisa Mitzvah. So Hafoch is also as Bizui Mitzvah and Min HaTeire. Here the Gemara brings up the ganze Limut von Esach Adas. The Pasha from Teisach Adas would mean that's this is, that the whole Isach of Esach Adas is only a Foche. Inami oima harab rabuchonon, the time of Esach Adas, leishayach elek shuneo. He says, Fakert, the rabuchonon says, it's a very geschmack of Teretz. That the Isach Esach Adas is when he's a bardas. That means when he's able to be medabik datoy on the Shem, so then there's a din lo yasiach datoy. But when he's in a matzev, when he's sleeping, so then there's no chiv, then there's no iser of esach hadas. So that's why the Gemara says, so then it's also al shaloi shema yafiach.